You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Mick Norton and Rory Delaghi. We have Leicester and Windsor on the domestic front, a very good card over in Ireland as well from the Curragh, which includes the Phoenix Stakes, which is a Group 1 contest, and you'll hear all that from 1:50. Right now I'm joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth to look ahead to the action. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks, Mark. Very well indeed.
Good man. A little bit of a look back at Saturday before we get stuck into Sunday. The Shergar Cup going the way of Great Britain and Ireland. They just pipped the rest of the world to the title, if you like. And Fran Berry, the leading jockey there, winning the silver saddle.
Yeah, Fran Berry was seen to good effect. He rode two winners on the day. Nice double for him. I thought he gave Great Hall a fantastic ride. And a big Saturday winner, a welcome Saturday winner for Mick Quinn as well. A horse that was in real good form earlier in the season, running off marks in the low 100s mark and running really well. The handicapper had given him a real chance, dropped him down to a mark of 92 and given a fantastic ride by Fran Berry, the first of his two winners. And, you know, he left it late on Golden Apollo, but he came there with a well-timed run in the finale to snatch the prize and end up top jockey, and deservedly so. He does ride Ascot particularly well, as does Jamie Spencer, who rode the first one. We've seen him to real good effect on Stake Acclaim. He rides the straight course at Ascot particularly well, Jamie, and he gave that a fantastic ride. Good meeting, Mark. Enjoyed the Shergar Cup.
Good. Anything else stand out to you on the Saturday elsewhere?
Yeah, there was a couple of horses worthy of making a note. Obviously, at Ascot, it was good to see Raisin Stand coming back to form after a horse that looked like he's had his fair share of problems earlier in the season for Jamie Osborne. But at Newmarket, I thought the performance of the day was in the Group 3, won by Tajinus of Richard Hannan's. You know, that was a real good performance. Got the rail, travelled well, was challenged but three or four horses in the middle of the track, but kept sticking his neck out and kept finding for pressure. A real likeable type that hopefully should go on improving.
So that's the best of Saturday then. Let's move on to Sunday. Craig's got four races prepared for us. We're going to look at some of the action at the Curragh, Leicester and Windsor. Will get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, Craig, we'll spin through these in chronological order. So the first race we look at is the big race of the afternoon, the 3:35, the Phoenix Stakes. A Group 1 contest over 6 furlongs. We have a field of 8 of them set to go to post here. We do have betting out on site for this already as well. Beckford, the 11-8 favourite. 3-1, Sioux Nation. That's attracted a bit of support from 4-1 already. 13-2 for Actress. 9-1, Romanised. 9-1 for US Navy Flag. And 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. No, Brian's got a very good record in this race, Craig. He's won 5 of the last 7 renewals, I think it is. Doesn't have the favourite this time around, though. It's Beckford at the top of the market.
Yeah, quick turnaround after turning out for Berry the other night for Beckford. But, yeah, this is the equine version. Mark and a horse that, you know, has looked very, very good in 2 starts to date so far, both at the Curragh. Certainly didn't look to be all out when winning last time. On that occasion, looks a horse on a serious upward curve, and you know, there's a lot to like about him. The handicap has already got him rated 113. He's going to be difficult to beat here for me. He's a short price. You know, we've currently got him in that 11-8. I think that's absolutely spot on. And looking away from him, Mark, I think the one at a bigger price that catches the eye is Romanised. A horse that won a maiden first time up at Navan. That race has worked out particularly well. He had the likes of Declaration of Peace in behind, a horse that went off a very short price to win the Windsor Castle Stakes at Royal Ascot. And he himself went to the Coventry. Now, we know it wasn't an above average race. You know, it was a, wasn't the best of Coventry, or certainly best of recent races we've seen in the, for the Coventry Stakes. But I thought he shaped fairly well, you know, finishing seventh on that occasion. And he's had a break since then. He's had 54 days off. And at bigger prices, I thought he was the one that could give the favourite most to think about. He's 9-1. He was the value here. But I think the most likely winner is the favourite, and that is Beckford.
Beckford then the most likely winner there at the Curragh in their feature race. But keep an eye on Roman Eyes, currently a 9-1 chance in the betting. Let's move on to Leicester next. The 3:45 is the race we're going to look at on their card. This is a Class 3 handicap over 6 furlongs, a field of 8. Set to go to post for this one, Craig. Who comes on in front?
Yeah, we've got 3 last time out winners here, Mark. But unfortunately for each way purposes, I think there may only be 7 go to post, because Somewhere Secret we've seen running on Saturday, and you know, I think it'll be unlikely that he takes his chance. So we could be left with, unfortunately, only 7 runners here. I think the 2 of the 7 to concentrate on are Dark Power, who was a real good winner at Nottingham last time. But despite this horse finishing 2nd on soft ground at Newbury and winning on good to soft ground at Nottingham last time, the way he moves through his races suggests he'll be a better horse on a better surface for me, Mark. And the ground, this is going to be the softest ground he has encountered to date so far. And that would be of slight concern, the way he moves. He's got a fairly straight action, this son of Dark Angel. So I'm going to go with another last time out winner here, and David Barron's horse, Gaval. Very, very impressive at Leicester last time. Gone up another £6 in the weight for that success. But this is a horse, again, you know, that is progressing at a rate of knots at the age of 3. He's only had the 4 starts this campaign. He seemed to gain a lot of confidence from his win here at Leicester in soft ground off a mark of 63. Races off 75. He's up in grade, but he's certainly going forward, and he looks one to have on our side again here. So Gavala is for me.
On to the 4 o'clock at Windsor next then, and this is a Class 3 handicap, a mile in front of them. For this one, just the 5 of them to take the place in the lineup here, Craig. Small field. What made you choose this race?
It's a Class 3 handicap, and it was one of the better races on the Windsor card, Mark.
No, so no strong fancy. I thought you might have thought, oh, that's running hard, I'll go with that one.
It's Sunday. You don't have a strong fancy mainly on a Sunday, do you? So, no, but there's only 1 3-year-old in the race.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was a standout. And the weight for age is very, very important at this time of year. An Angel Down comes here in good form, this gelding. Trained by Henry Candy. And 1-2 starts back at Newmarket over 7 furlongs. Was Upton Trip last time to the mile at Newmarket. I thought Finlay Marsh just hit the front a little too far out. If you look at the way he won 2 starts back, he came from a long way back off the pace, and he was delivered quite late in that contest. Last time up to the mile, he made his move much sooner, and he was caught in the closing stages there. So I think if Dane O'Neill can hold on to him a little bit longer, they're obviously trying the mile trip again. You know, it didn't look to be an issue in terms of his stamina last time. I think it was a case of just, you know, going a little bit too soon in the contest. So Angel Down, the only 3-year-old in the contest, looks to have an excellent chance in the 4 o'clock.
Angel Down then, the pick for Craig there, as you mentioned, weight for age, receiving over a stone in weight in that contest. And the final race that we look at is back over at the Curragh in the 4:10. This is the Phoenix Sprint Stakes, which is a Group 3 over 6 furlongs. We've got a field of 11 set to go to post for this one. Now, we know plenty about a lot of these, the likes of Gordon Lord Byron and such. What do you make of this year's renewal?
Yeah, I think it's a good renewal, Mark, but I think it could be won by a trainer who doesn't train too far away from us in Malton. And that's Richard Fahey. He's got a strong hand here, Mr. Lupton. Of course, it's been in good form throughout the campaign, but I think Kimberella has found another level since moving to the Richard Fahey yard. You know, his form's been really good this year. He was a very unlucky horse, 3 starts back in the Chip Chase Stakes at Newcastle. Didn't get any sort of run against the near side rail on that occasion. Cora Pick, who reopposes, was the horse that came home in front on that occasion, but I would strongly fancy Kimberella to turn around that form. Didn't handle the dirt when went over to Sweden recently, but got back on track at listed level at Chester. And at 6 furlongs, I think this is his trip now. And, you know, I think he's going to take all the beating here, Mark. The favourite, Washington DC. I think he's going to be worth a try at 6, the way he shaped at Goodwood last week. Didn't get the clearest of passages on that occasion. Didn't look to be in love with the soft ground or the track. Looked to be struggling. But he's a horse that he's become a little bit quirky, and a hard horse to win with. And Kimberella for me is, you know, he's straightforward horse, and he looks to have an excellent opportunity to win for the second time in two starts. So Kimberella for Fahey and McDonough for me.
Kimberella then the pick for Craig in the 4-10 as usual. A little bit of a quick summary before you go, if you wouldn't mind. Just confirm your selections for us then for Sunday.
Yeah, in the 3:35 at the Curra, we're going for Beckford. Moving to Leicester for the 3:45 Gaval for David Barron. In the 4 o'clock at Windsor, the only 3-year-old Angel Down. And finally, in the 4:10 at the Curra, Kimberella.
Superb. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go then, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with Mick Norton and Rory DeLaghi. Leicester, Windsor and Curra will be the focus. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.